This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flights resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport Wednesday after protesters forced the cancellation of all flights Monday and Tuesday. Meanwhile, demonstrators in the city itself clashed with riot police overnight. Demonstrations started 10 weeks ago over legislation allowing suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. Grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The unrest in Hong Kong has gotten the attention of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHCHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration announced on Tuesday a new policy that would impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, and housing assistance. The new policy will take effect in 2 months on October the 15th. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imports, which is supposed to take effect on September 1st. The U.S. is also exempting tariffs altogether on a separate group of Chinese imports based on health, safety, national security, and other factors. President Trump spoke about the impact of the tariffs.
Just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers, but so far they've had virtually none. The only impact has been that we've collected almost $60 billion from China.
So far, Washington and Beijing have been unable to reach a trade agreement. The next round of trade talks between the two sides expected to occur in September after the U.S. tariffs take effect. New analysis by the Brennan Center for Justice shows 12% of voters could cast ballots in next year's general election that are vulnerable to hacking. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
The study says about 16 million voters could cast ballots on paperless voting machines, leaving those ballots more vulnerable to hacking. The analysis also says about a third of all local election jurisdictions are using voting machines that are at least a decade old, despite recommendations they be replaced after 10 years. Still, the numbers are an improvement from 2016, when about 20% of voters cast ballots on paperless equipment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Two music companies canceled appearances by legendary opera singer Placido Domingo on Tuesday, and the Los Angeles Opera said it will launch an investigation in response to an Associated Press story in which several women accused Domingo of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior spanning decades. Reactions to the allegations against the 78-year-old are still coming in.
It just goes to show that all forms of entertainment are being touched by this, but it's a good thing it is coming out. Because hopefully maybe it'll make young men stop and say, figure out where the boundaries are and stick to them, yeah.
Domingo issued a statement to the AP calling the allegations deeply troubling and as presented, inaccurate. Adding he believed that all of his interactions and relationships were always welcomed and consensual. Paris closed all streets surrounding Notre Dame Cathedral as workers prepared to decontaminate the area for high levels of lead. The lead was found in the area surrounding the iconic church after it caught fire back in April, destroying the structure's spires and parts of the roof. For months, authorities in Paris denied that lead poisoning was a threat. In July, they finally admitted more need to be done after high levels of lead were found at buildings as far as 1 kilometer away from the cathedral. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.